Well, 8 starter coils are optimal. An octagonal arrangement, which is very interesting because, you know, if you go beyond that, it just gets worse. You start to drop off in any kind of gain. And it's very interesting because the silver ratio is what this solar system is predicated on. I spent 3 years studying the golden ratio and its analogous silver ratio. And every planet has its own aesthetic theme that it's based on. It's a proportion. And music and language and perception, how we perceive, you know, what do we perceive as being harmonious or not harmonious, it's all based on how our nervous system is geared to the proportional ratio that the planet is geared for. So, according to Charlie Lutz, the Earth is an import from the Pleiades, along with the Cetaceans who are on board. And he never said why, but in my study of the solar system, when you look at the data from NASA, it's possible to discern, with this kind of outlook, that our solar system is geared for the silver ratio. The Sun, Mars, Venus, and the supposed planet that fell apart, Maldek, that came in, that became the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. My guess is that it was sodium ammonium sulfate. Mars, the surface is calcium sulfate. Venus is dipotassium hydrogen phosphate, and the Sun is actually a planet. It's calcium ferrite. And if you take the positive ion versus the negative ion, the anion and the cation, and take the atomic rate, the atomic weight of each, and then take the ratio, you come up with an approximation of either the silver ratio or the golden ratio, depending on whether you're looking at the Earth or the other planets. And in aesthetic theory, you're not going for, it's not scientific, you're going for art, because the humanities is art, has to do with the artistic side of our nature, and so you simply go for approximation, and if it's good enough, that's good enough. So sodium chloride, the approximation there, the ratio is 1.54, and so it's not 1.618, but it's good enough. But the other planets are pretty close to the silver ratio. The silver ratio is the proportionality of our dollar bill, because we have both in our nervous system, because a small segment of the population are old souls coming from Maldek who have both in the memory of their soul. They have the old memory plus the new physiology that's geared for this planet. And so in our, when you go to the Renaissance, you'll see artists using both, freely, both ratios. And we look at our money, the dollar bill is based on the silver ratio, the length versus the height, and our credit card is based on the golden ratio. So, the Romans built the floor plan of their garden apartment complexes in Ostia, the coastal tourist trap, still to this day, Ostia, Italy, based on the sacred cut, which is the silver ratio. And it's basically you take a square and you lob off the four corners to create an octagon. And then you take the proportion between the newly formed octagon, one of the sides, and the side of the prior square, its parent shape, the square. And that gives you 2.414, which is the square root of 2, which is 1.414 plus 1. But of course, the pentagon gives us the golden ratio. So, you know, the golden ratio is geared for beauty, while the silver ratio is geared for the sacred use of power. Now, what is the sacred use of power? It's power used for the benefit of somebody else. If you ever use power for your own personal gain, you have subverted the whole purpose of the silver ratio, which is to do for others, never for yourself. When you exercise power, power is okay, so long as you never use it for yourself. Unless you're trying to maintain the body, you know. But you try to use as little as possible. That becomes, you know, more spiritual, is to use as little as possible the use of power. Because it's karma. And you have to be able to live with that karma. And if you can live with it, fine. You know, if you can handle it, go for it. But in the course of the many ages of our incarnations, if we have ever abused power too much, selfishly, then we start to accumulate the consequence, which is a breakdown of the mind, the breakdown of the physiology, and so we start getting born with poor health, poor mental prowess, you know, poor mental faculties. And then it shows that we have to be delicate with ourselves and be careful and considerate what we do in order to get by. So it really helps to be very careful about how we use power. But that's the silver ratio. Now, the golden ratio is all about beauty. And so it doesn't have to worry about the abuse of power. It has other issues to worry about. Anyway, so why did I bring this up? Oh, because I find it very fascinating that when I study this thing, the appropriate amount, the efficient amount of starter coils is 8. And the efficient amount of the main coil is bifilar, 2. That makes 10. But it's 2 and 8, not 5 and 5. And 2 and 8 are all, you know, they're powers of 2, 2 to the 1st and 2 to the 3rd. Tesla loved the number 3. He was a little obsessive compulsive and a little manic. He worked himself to the bone, so I'd say a collapse, an utter collapse and being sick in bed is a form of depression. Very depressed, you're not active. He wasn't exactly balanced, let's put it that way. He had a lot of gifts, but he wasn't exactly balanced. So there you go. You get gifts, you become imbalanced. So we have an octagonal arrangement of starter coils around the armature of this induction motor, and then we have a bifilar wrapping of the main coil. And I adjusted the resistor R1 to 5.1 kiloohms, and I adjusted the back EMFs, and so I tried taking away all the back EMFs to give me more nodes to play with, and it didn't help. I raised it to 9 starter coils and then 10, and the more I added, every time it had nothing to do with odd or even, every time I added one more starter coil past 8, it got worse. I started dropping off the power gain that I was enjoying by having added more. So 8 is enough. If you're old enough to remember the TV program, 8 is enough. Show your age. And a bifilar on the main coil. I guess that's it. And now I have the aerial is at 1.2 volts, and the amperage is 211 amps, and the voltage is 342 volts. This is RMS. I have to change this. 7 starter coils? No, it's 8. Whoopsie. A little bit of a problem there. There we go. 8. 8 coils. All right. And this is version 7, yeah. So I guess that's it. I've taken this to the max. Now, actually, if you have in theory, if you can think of separating all your aerials, but yeah, no. Ionically, they're going to short out to have them. You won't be able to space them far enough apart if if you're powering an EV. So it really is a good idea to plan on just one aerial. It's the only way you're going to be able to do it. As it is, you're going to have to try to figure out how to ionize the air around it so as to convert the radio interference that you're putting out into the atmosphere, into your local environment, into ionic disturbance, which will be okay. You know, you won't be interfering with anybody's radio reception because the ions will quickly ground themselves to nearby objects, ground out, short out to nearby objects. So you won't be shorting out your device. In a sense, you are. You're shorting it out to the air, but ionically speaking, but not a whole lot. Certainly not arcs flying off like a Tesla coil. Hopefully not. You shouldn't have that occur because then you're wasting a lot of energy. It really should be internalized on this thing. So that's it. That's my... I hope you enjoyed this video. In multiple segments. Okay, how do I shut this off?